Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Pleasure to bring up one of my sons is loaded. You will know, we used to measure revs by him in the days gone by. Hallelujah. Please, can you join your hands together as I bring up Pastor Shola Ogidon.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to quickly do, I have small time. But I feel we can still do the work. Choir, can I have you? Media, do you have? I want us to do this song not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, fear God. You will do this song, though. You know I'm not a. Quickly, please. My time is.
It's not by my...
No. Sasha Cobb.
Okay.
Not by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Not by mind. Not by power. By your spirit, God.
Send your spirit, God. Not by mind.
Not by might, it's not by power, but by your spirit. Let your spirit have its course here this morning. Let your spirit have its way. We release, we dedicate this meeting to your spirit. We don't want to do our own thing. 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 Spirit, break upon us. Africa is here this morning. In the name of Jesus. Give us true kingdom expressions. In the name of Jesus. That which you are custodian of. That which you keep. Let it be released upon us here this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everybody to this third day of Diocese 2020. I believe we've been having a wonderful time in God's presence. You're welcome. God bless you. I appreciate all my friends, Pastor Dilly, Pastor Dansu. And you know, incidentally, we are all in white top this morning. Amen. And maybe there's something about this white top. If you know what I went to wear this white this morning, I should not have worn it. I should not have worn it. My wife went to so-called my singlet this morning. I didn't have any singlet. I said, what do you want me to wear? What I want to wear will be transparent. I went to look for something. I said, I'll wear this white. I don't know what is it about the white. Hallelujah. Amen. But I've taken a native to wear. I took one. I said, no. I scattered the wardrobe. I said, I want to get something I can wear. Let me find a singlet. Eventually, I'm here with the white. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Mommy or Sammy, you're welcome this morning. Thank you for staying with Daddy. Sir, thank you. Pastor Shee, let's appreciate Pastor Shee this morning. Amen. Thank you so much, sir, for this privilege and this honor. Hallelujah. I welcome everybody. Matthew chapter 12. This morning, I will just be doing like a charge, like an exhortation kind of. Because we don't really have much time to want to do a serious teaching. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. Amen. You know, people that goes to Alphas and Abelis, they need to hear this scripture. That Satan does not cast out Satan. So when Abelis says, don't worry, we heal you. Meaning we'll cast out that devil of sickness. You have been deceived. Satan doesn't cast out Satan. Hallelujah. It means that something else, the case has been made worse. I don't know if you understand. He says Satan doesn't, is his kingdom going to stand? So if somebody is having epilepsy and then they take him to an herbalist that helps them to heal the epilepsy, they have put something that is higher than epilepsy there. Amen. It seems as if epilepsy left, but the truth is that Satan doesn't cast out Satan. Because his kingdom is not going to stand. It will fall. Amen. So there's a technology around it. They know how they do it. Hallelujah. Amen. But do you know Hallelujah. Let me not go there. Matthew chapter 12 verse 28. So I just quickly digress to just show something. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come what? Upon you. Jesus said, he said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. I want to establish something, but let me use another scripture to show that. Romans chapter 14 says that the mouth of two or three witnesses, every matter shall be established. Romans chapter 2:12. Bro Leke, good to see you again. It's been a long time. When I saw you, I saw it on Facebook that you were coming. I said, hey, it's really, really coming. So when I saw you, I said, that's good. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Do you still play keyboard? Do you still play keyboard? On the average. Hallelujah. Amen. There was one day I played keyboard here. And there was one frequency he gave me. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter verse 14, rather. Romans 14, Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in what? Hallelujah. Now, if you compare these two scriptures, compare Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, where it says that if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. Then Paul here says that for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. So what we are saying is that what we truly call the kingdom is a dimension, is a reality that is locked up in the Spirit. Hello? Jesus said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom is come upon you. And here Paul is saying that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when we're talking about the kingdom, we are talking about a reality that finds expression. Anytime you are operating by the strength of the Spirit, you are expressing kingdom. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? What I'm saying in essence is this, that what we talk about kingdom is not something that is far-fetched. We are talking about an expression, a reality that has the Holy Ghost as its source. Whatever you can call it, whether it is, you know, in the case of Jesus, it was casting out devils. Now, in Romans 14, he didn't mention anything like casting out devils there. He talks about righteousness. He talks about peace. He talks about joy. But you really know that it's also a dimension of casting out. Because the Bible talks about Philip really went to Samaria and he did almighty things. Give us Romans chapter, Acts chapter 8. Amen. Let me not rush more than the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Let's take it cool. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 8. Verse 5, Acts 8, 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave it unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For what? Unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and their lame were healed. Verse 8, what was the result? And there was what? Great joy were in that city. What that meant was that Philip took the kingdom to Samaria. I don't know if you understand that. Philip did what? He took the kingdom to Samaria because what he did was not in his strength. Now, do you know there was a man that was, before Philip came, there was somebody that was called Simeon the Great, who was a sorcerer, which had manifestations too. Hello? You know, Simeon had manifestation before they could call somebody great. You get it? They called him great, meaning that there were things he did that were beyond what, you know, they could imagine that they named him great. But when Philip came, Philip was not coming in the strength of sorcery. He came in the strength of the Spirit, and he worked so much that the Bible said there was great joy in the city. The kingdom is righteousness, it is peace, it is joy in the Holy Ghost. Any manifestation of joy, any manifestation of peace, any manifestation of righteousness that has its source rooted in the Spirit is kingdom expression. Simple. Hallelujah. So it's a dimension of the Holy Ghost. So when we're talking about kingdom, so it's not... I want us to just bring it home a little bit. Amen. So it's all about the Spirit. So when God was showing Zechariah in Zechariah chapter 4, Zerubbabel in Zechariah chapter 4. Let's look at Zechariah chapter 4. You know, he saw... Verse 1, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is waking out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold. All that. Verse 5, then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but what? It means that what you are going to do here is going to be a kingdom work. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. He said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but what? By my spirit. Meaning that, listen, you won't need an army. You won't need what men call riches or all those things. He said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel. Is that not the way we read it? Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? That's wrong. Look at it. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain. Hello? You have to pause to understand that. I don't know if you get that. He didn't say, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Where is the colon? Where is the question mark? So, how do we read it? Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. It's a great mountain, but it's because of who is standing before it. Hello? Who art thou, O great mountain? It's a mountain. But it says, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become what? A plain. Why? Because of the dimension of the kingdom that Zerubbabel is bringing. I don't know if you understand. They've told him, not by might, not by power, but what? By my spirit. So in the strength of the kingdom, you are going to come, and when you stand before the mountain is going to become what? It's going to become a plain. It's going to become a plain. There is nothing that is higher than God's kingdom. There's nothing that is higher than the manifestation of the kingdom. Amen. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus was the preacher of the kingdom. Was he not the preacher of the kingdom? When he came, what was he preaching? He began to preach the kingdom. And he didn't start that until when he came out of Jordan. Hallelujah. So when we are talking about the power of the kingdom, we are simply talking about the power of the spirit. That's a simple way of looking at it. We are talking about the power of the spirit. We are talking about what a man can do under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a man can do, you know, being helped, being empowered by the spirit, the ability of the kingdom, the power of the kingdom. Even Jesus himself couldn't push anything kingdom except by the Holy Ghost. Except by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so if we are desiring to see kingdom power in our days, if we are desiring, now, there are, the truth is, listen, there are dimensions of kingdom expression is something that is beyond. You can't fathom it. In fact, there are endless dimensions of kingdom manifestation. That's why Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, he said, if these things be in you, they were bound. You know, then he says, and so an entrance will be ministered what? Abundantly. Hello? Entrance will be done what? Ministered what? Abundantly. Meaning that there are measures of entrance. Hello? Entrance is in what? Measures. Entrance is in measures. Entrance is in measures. He said, an entrance will be, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the issue is not about whether, you know, the issue is about what measure of entrance have you received. Amen. And we know of one man whose entrance, that's why it is called his kingdom. Why? Because his own entrance was without measure. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John began to say in verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Verse 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit. By what? By measure. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by what? By measure. See, let me tell you the truth. And that's why Paul had to say it in, is it Thessalonians? He said, in 1 Corinthians 14 too. He said, forbid not to speak with tongues and then despise not what? Prophesy. Why? Because, listen, one of the way kingdom begin to express itself is vocal. Look at it. He said, for he whom God has sent does what? He does what? Why? For God giveth not the Spirit by what? Measure. By measure. So speak in tongues. It's a kingdom expression. Speak in tongues because it's been born by the Spirit. Why did you not speak in tongues until the Spirit came? Acts chapter 2. Day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2. Can you give us Acts chapter 2? Acts chapter 2. Oh yeah, quickly, please. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, yes? And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house and there appeared, give us four, quickly. And they were all filled with what? With the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Excuse me. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive what? Power after that the Holy Ghost is what? And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you and you shall be witnesses unto me. How was the first witness done? They began to speak in tongues and people of other nations had them speak in their own language. What I'm saying is this, that word power there is an umbrella of a whole lot. The limitation of your mind cannot capture the full scope of what is called power. Because what we saw as power first was not even healing, it was not miracle. What was it? Was ability to speak languages they never learned. Ability to speak languages they never learned. So there is something vocal. And that is why I still stand with it, that baptism of the Holy Ghost is with evidence of speaking in tongues. I still agree with Hagin. Because even Jesus, they said, he that God said, speaketh the words of God. For God did not give the Spirit by measure to him. Amen. Let me tell you something. The only time you are accurate in utterance is when you speak in an unknown tongue. Take it anyway. That's the most accurate time you can be. Why? Because it's not generated by your mind. Listen, as I'm teaching, I can be very inaccurate. I can be very, very inaccurate. Even a prophet can be very inaccurate, especially New Testament prophet. Especially when he's communicating thoughts. He can put his own thought in God's thought. Hello? A prophet can put his own thought. But when he says that speaketh the words of God. Words of God. Meaning that it has... Now, the dilution may not be evil. You don't get what I'm saying? It's not just about... That's why Opoegin taught us that the Old Testament prophets are different from our own kind of prophet now. Amen. They are different. You know those ones, they were like mouthpiece. The Holy Ghost just hook them like this. And then you just pour. Amen. But you know, this step, this day we even do activations. Prophetic activation. You are learning to flow. Those ones didn't, it's not by, they didn't learn to, they didn't learn to flow in the spirit. Amen. It was not like that. You know? So if you can, so when you really want to, that's the best, you can't fault it. When a man under the unction of the spirit is, you know, that depth of speaking, is either speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Or dimension of, because your mind is shut down. Even when they were speaking in diverse tongues that people understood, you know, they did not understand it. They were just talking. So it's good to speak in tongues. I like to do it a lot. Do it as much as if you can do it for the next 24 hours. If I'm still looking for a day, I would just wake up in that day and I would just start speaking in tongues. I will sleep. When I wake up, I will speak in tongues. When look for a good time. It's good. As you just spend 24 hours. It's not as if you are speaking in tongues for the whole 24 hours. But you get that you are speaking in tongues, then you slept up, then you woke up. Then you are going to the bedroom, then you are speaking in tongues. It's good. It's good. It will help you a lot. Hallelujah. All right. So we are talking about kingdom expression, and I don't have much time. So is that that dimension, that thing that is called power. He that is preaching, he that is teaching, he that is healing the sick, he that is raising the dead, all of them are showing for different measures, different sides of that same kingdom. So don't say he that is healing the sick is doing something that is, it is kingdom. Say healing the sick is kingdom. If it is not kingdom, is it by my power that I'm doing it? How many of you here by your power can raise the dead? Hallelujah. And so somebody, if somebody has raised the dead, and we know that it's by the Spirit of God, it is kingdom. Jesus did it. Hallelujah. I know that, of course, many of us, that is what most of, those are the dimensions that many of us are familiar with. Yes, it is good and it is necessary. Listen to me. In this place, there are people that have sicknesses in their body. I pray that for such people, the healing virtue of God will rest upon your body now in the name of Jesus. He said the manifestation of the Spirit are for the common good. The common good. The common good. People lose, you know, sometimes when I'm going to walk, you know, along that Ado road, and then I see as an hectare, like an hectare of maize farm wasted. Do you know a word of wisdom? Pastor Lee can just come to church. Ah, Pastor, that's, it's like you want to do maize. Don't do it. Rain will not fall again. This one is deception. Just stop. Because it's eternal life you are looking for. You waste your money. God will allow you to waste your money on businesses you don't need. Then when you learn and value it, they will now start restoring it. You marry the person you are not supposed to marry. Hallelujah. Yes. People will lose jobs they are not supposed to lose. Amen. I'm deliberate about what I'm saying because we have to have. See, as you are looking at me, you can't. Oh, my. I'm not limited, though. I'm not limited. That's the truth. I'm broad-minded. I've allowed. Why? Because I've seen that these things are is just there. You will always have people that need, we will always have those things in need. We will always have them in need. It's important. It's important. Many things that are not part of God's will happen to us. Why? Because we are not taking advantage of the things that God has graciously given. Which does not necessarily have to be. Hallelujah. I hope I have not over said that. Now, I want to quickly talk about three things. So we are saying that the power of the kingdom is the Spirit of God finding expression in diverse ways, in diverse measures, expressing the reality that is only found in God. I want to talk about three things: build, try, and endorse. Build, try, and endorse. Now, the measure of the spirit that you carry is going to be dependent on these three things: your building, your try, and your temptation, and God's endorsement upon you. Build, try, and endorse. We see the three patterns in the life of Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say in essence is that we can increase in the power of the Spirit. We can grow in the power of the kingdom. That there is more kingdom expression can find, more kingdom reality can find expression through us. That's what I'm saying in essence. More kingdom life can find expression through. How do we even want to preach the kingdom? See, there are certain statements of Jesus you cannot remove. Jesus said, except these people see signs and wonders, they will not what? They will not believe. Listen, I'm even telling you. Except, how do you want to do the conversion of the Jews? Let me tell you. How do I put it? I'm not too very sure what I want to say. But that the Jewish soul is higher than miracles. That their soul. That soul. You have to do something higher than Moses. They need heavenly operations. He said, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Do you know how Paul was saved? Do you see how Paul was saved? God will arrange a type like that to save Israel. See, Paul called. The Jews understand the manifestation of a Lord. When they see a Lord, they know it is a Lord. Do you see how Paul was converted? Maybe I should show you. Take us to Acts chapter 9. Take us to Acts chapter 9. And as it take us, bring it down so that I won't waste much time. Okay, take us to where he saw the light. And as he journeyed, he came... Oh, it's 3, sorry. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven. Look at it, a light from heaven. You know, they always ask Jesus, show us a sign from where? And he fell to the earth and had a voice saying unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? What did he say? Who art thou? What? He has not known the person. But he has already known this one is Lord. The question is, who is this Lord? I don't know if you get the gist. He said, who are thou what? This is a Lord. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's a soul that is talking. Meaning this one, I bow. Then what was the, he now said, he said, who are thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. That's it. You mean the same Jesus that walked to Galilee? Is this same that has been glorified? That's how Paul got saved. You will need to wear this. You will need to show this kind of glory. The Jews will call him Lord. Then you will now tell them, You know where this thing is coming from? Is that same? Hallelujah. You now see that the kingdom thing must really, and it is still kingdom expression. And don't forget, you know, I said it. I said, what is the kingdom talks about that which is fine, you know, the reality that is you know, the Holy Ghost is the source. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. No man speaking by the Spirit can say Jesus is accursed. And no man can say Jesus is Lord. But by what? Your salvation is kingdom. No man can say Jesus is what? Lord. Now, don't forget, when Paul said, who art thou, Lord? Hello? When Paul said, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus said, I am Jesus. Did he argue again? What was the next thing? Lord, what will thou have me do? No man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So when you come into, for a man to be saved, for a man, and how do you get saved? He said, if thou shalt confess with your mouth, what? The Lord Jesus. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So our salvation is an introduction into the kingdom. And that's why I say that except a man be born again, he cannot what? He can't see the kingdom. Amen. So, sorry, I have to digress, but let me round up here. I said three things. I talked about build. I talked about try. I talked about what? Endorsement. And I said the measure of entrance you have in the kingdom is a function of how far have you journeyed in these things. What's the level of building? Jesus said, I will build my church and what? The gate of hell shall not what? Prevail. There is a building aspect. Even Jesus Christ was built. For 30 years, he was built. Now, somebody will say that, are you saying that if I don't have a building, are you saying that I can't get born again today and have kingdom expression today? I didn't say that. Don't forget I told you. I said that your salvation experience is also a kingdom operation. And when you are saved, meaning that a foundation has been laid, is foundation not part of the building? The day you got saved, that's the day the building began. The day you got saved, that's the day the building began. So you already have a building. You are saved. That's why he said, did he not say it? Is it 1 Corinthians 2 or 2 Corinthians chapter 2? He said, let every man, he said, no man can lay the foundation except that which is laid. He said, if any man build on it gold and all that, he said, the fire will try. He said, but if you build with hay and stubble, he said, the fire, he said, but the person will be what? Saved. Why? Because that confession of faith in Jesus is still what? Is still intact. As long as a person does not deny the lordship of Christ Jesus and still believe that Jesus Christ is the only, for as long as the person holds to that, every other thing, the person may, but that one is as far as that is intact, no problem. You are my brother. You may not, if you like, don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are the one that is short-circuiting yourself. You are the one that is just changing yourself. Hallelujah. So build, try, endorse. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Luke 1, 80. And the child grew, talking about John. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. And he was in the desert till the day of his what? His showing to what? To Israel. Now, the days of your building are the days where you learn Christ. Are the days where you know you are receiving learnings. You are learning Christ. You are acquiring personality of the man Christ Jesus. That is, you know, all the experiences. That as we behold in the mirror the glory of the Lord, have been changed into the same image from glory to glory. All of those things are buildings. What we are doing now is part of building. We are learning. Learning the ways of God. Learning truth. Understanding righteousness. Learning holiness. All of these things are buildings. It is essential. You cannot talk of operating the power of the kingdom when you run away from building. You will do it, but it will be at a small measure. It will be at a small measure. Now, let me tell you something. If a person moving powerfully in the spirit and all that, there will be a limitation. After a while, they won't be able to advance if you don't bring learning into it. There will be a limitation. Pastor Daly was saying recently, talking about something like Apostle Babylon. You know how much power those people were in, but if you had building, if you had revelation to that thing is going to take, it's going to take a leap. If God kept that man and then he's able to stay and then God begin to bring revelation and bring more understanding, that thing is going to move into another dimension. There is a build, of course, he has a building, a level of building. That's why he could even sustain that. So there is building, then there is trial. After 30 years of Jesus, learning, and then he had to submit himself to John, baptized of John, and then he moved into the wilderness. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, was it not? After the baptism. But that's not an endorsement, as it were. Why do I say it's not an endorsement? What's an endorse? To endorse somebody is to give a public approval. That thing was seen in the spirit. Men did not know it. The only person that knew it was a prophet. Is that not true? John said, the reason why I came baptizing is that I may be able to recognize him. So while Jesus was coming out of the waters, heaven was open. The Holy Ghost came upon him. If there was a sound, this is my well-beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Those in the spirit knew. Because after that, Satan ran after him. Amen. So see, let me tell you something. Some of you, that Satan is running after you. Something has happened in the spirit. Stay well for the endorsement. What's the endorsement? The endorsement was Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. To endorse means to make a public statement or to give a public approval or support for a person. When he came out of the waters, of course, God had already released the Spirit upon him, but it was not a public thing. People didn't know. But Luke chapter 4, there may be somebody here who has not heard of that scripture before. Luke chapter 4, is it verse 12 or thereabouts? Give us where about after the temptation, take it to 14 or so. And Jesus did what? Returned in the power of the Spirit. What was the next thing? And there went out what? A fame. Build, try, endorse. It doesn't fail. Everybody that God has used, he has been like that. You can get saved. My time is already up. You can get born again today and be filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to, find things, prophesying on all of those things is a beautiful beginning. Not many people even have it like that. But what I'm saying in essence is this. Don't stay there. There must be a building. God must consolidate on that salvation work. You must learn. And as you learn, you will continue. You will find yourself through some challenges and some difficult situations. All of those things are to consolidate. They will take you through experiences too that will try you. Listen, after you have passed through all of those things, there is going to be an endorsement. That is when listen, this thing is not a thing for a corner. It's not an house thing. Hello? See, don't worry. See, expressing the kingdom is not about I'm trying to push myself. When something lands on you, you won't need to strive. They said until the time of his showing to Israel, they will come and show you. You don't get what I'm saying? They will show. They are the one that shows. Stop looking for pulpits. If you are really looking for pulpit, then there's no endorsement. People will beg to hear you when there is endorsement. John the Baptist was in the wilderness. They left Judea to look for him. See, you know this. In fact, I almost got tired of preaching. I saw too many things on Facebook. You have not been there for a long time. But then I came back. I said, everybody is preaching. I said, Lord, I just want to serve you. It doesn't have to be about preaching. There are already enough people. There are more poor. Just on your Facebook. You want to hear what? Just on Facebook. You see, our own is going. As our own is going now, I can be sure that we have like 1,000 like that are going. It's not pulpit. But really, when God endorses you, you say, I don't want. They will say, bye. Hallelujah. Are we blessed this morning? Let's give God praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our Men of Spirit Field meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.